Cold Lake. On a sunny winter day, the third annual Skijoring for MS event took place at the Cold Lake Exhibition Park, March 9. The event, aimed at fundraising for individuals battling multiple sclerosis, MS, drew a crowd of enthusiastic participants and supporters, all rallying behind the cause. The event, a combination of action-packed racing where a skier is towed by a horse, has gained significant popularity within the community. Organized by Team MS Ain't Purdy, the event has successfully raised over $45,000 in the past 2 years. The festivities kicked off at 11 a.m. with an opening speech by City of Cold Lake Mayor Craig Copeland. The Canadian spirit soared as Shelby Duterter serenaded the attendees with a rendition of O Canada. James Terrell, one of the event announcers, captured the essence of the day's proceedings, expressing gratitude to the attendees and emphasizing the scale of the event. "Thanks everyone for coming out. This is a big deal for us. We have a pile of fun thrown at this party for you," Torrell said, gesturing towards the 50 teams gathered for the event. Copeland echoed Terrell's sentiments, expressing appreciation for the organizers and sponsors behind the event. "We're happy that James, Purdy, and all the volunteers behind this are putting this on. This is a pretty unique event and the last 2 years have been a lot of fun," said Copeland. He also extended his best wishes to the participating teams, although with a lighthearted caution, "Let's hope the emergency department doesn't see anybody." As the day unfolded, the competition heated up with various sponsored races and challenges. The sprint run kicked off the adrenaline-fueled contests. Then the circuit heat saw all 50 teams showcasing their skills as they maneuvered through obstacles, demonstrating precision and agility. Lionel Romanchik, another announcer at the event, highlighted the charitable aspect of the event, noting the importance of community support in the fight against MS. "There is a silent auction in the AG building, there's a donation table in the AG building, so if you'd like to make a donation to the MS Society of Canada you can get a tax receipt," Romanchik announced, urging attendees to contribute towards the cause. Romanchik also shed light on the broader impact of the event, stating, "Funds raised at this event will help people living locally with MS of course. Funds also go to research to help find a cure for MS. Team Beauty and the Beast, led by 16-year-old Griffin Purdy on the back of his trusty mare Copper and pulled by 14-year-old Annabelle Iverson, clinched victory in both the sprint race and the circuit race, achieving an impressive run time of 19.22 seconds. Best crash went to Team Better Late Than Never for Circuit 1 and The Lucky Gamblers for Big Air 1. Best costume went to Say Durs a Chance and Flying Angels. Best AGG time went to Beauty and the Beast and Cool Kids. Big Air freestyle went to The M&M Show with first place. Second place went to Hat Creek Cattle Company, and third place went to Better Late Than Never. Organizers estimate about $20,000 was raised at this year's event.